Hello, from the North Shore Community School on the North Shore of Lake Superior. This is the phonology report for the week of April 6, 2024. My name is Ali, and I'm your phonologist for this week. April is known as the Sugar Moon, according to the Ojibwe. On Monday, April 8th, the day of the total solar eclipse, we experienced rain and 100% cloudy sky. We had to have indoor recess. We watched the live NASA stream as it was viewed across the country from Mexico to Maine. Adela was able to see the total eclipse while she was on vacation in Texas and emailed us pictures. The next total solar eclipse to cross North America will occur on August 23rd, 2044. The path of totality from this eclipse will only be seen in North and South Dakota and Montana and Northern Canada. You have another opportunity in 2045 and 2099. The total solar eclipse on September 14th, 2099 will cross a wide swath of the United States, including Minneapolis, Minnesota. Most of the students currently in 6th grade at NSCS will be 87 or 88 years old when the total solar eclipse happens in Minnesota. Ruby noticed that a robin came and built a nest in her porch on Tuesday, April 9th. On Wednesday, April 4th, Lucas saw an owl on a telephone pole during sunset. It was a barred owl. It was brown, and its face looked like a cup. He thinks it lives around his house, which is a forest area by a creek that is a branch off of the Knife River. On Sunday, April 7th, Miss Urban saw some flocks of ducks on the bayside of Park Point, including ring-necked ducks, common golden eyes, greater and lesser scops, and redheads. Soon, these ducks will move on to their breeding grounds to the north as smaller inland lakes thaw. On Tuesday, April 7th, Tamara saw about 15 robins in her yard searching for insects and worms. Two students from third grade spotted a bobcat in the big field near the tree line at NSCS on Friday, March 5th. On Saturday, April 6th, Miss Urban noticed that the aspen catkins had burst. Catkins are a type of flower structure that forms on many types of trees and shrubs, where flowers grow in long clumps and hang down below the branches. If you look to the top of an aspen tree, the catkins look like fluffy white cotton balls from the ground. After the rain that came on March 7th and 8th, Miss Rolfe saw earthworms all over her driveway for the first time this spring. On Wednesday, April 10th, Miss Jackson's class noticed that the Schmidt Creek at school was rapidly flowing. Areas next to the stream were flooded from recently melted snow. There were only a few spots on the nature trail where sparse piles of snow remained. Our school playground and nature trail grounds were very soft and muddy with lots of puddles. It was a high of 57 degrees, and no jackets were required. This concludes the phonology report. Have a great week and be observant.